This nonprofit awareness podcast has been brought to you by Mid Rivers Communications, CHS Farmers Elevate, Glendive Medical Center, and Glendive BN Federal Credit Union.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I may have your attention, please.
And welcome again to Glendive Broadcasting's Nonprofit Awareness Podcast. This week, we are going over 20 items food banks need the most.
Episode 2. That's right, 20 items that food banks need the most. And you know, the food bank, the Dawson County Food Bank, I think, you know, we're starting to learn more and more about this, Denny, and the function of the food bank, the way they operate and how they get their food. And you know, one thing I want to point out that was really brought to my attention that I didn't realize, you hear the name Dawson County Food Bank. Well, you think it's associated with the county, and there's probably funds that are appropriated by our commissioners, and there's a wealth of money coming in for them. Not true. Just because it says Dawson County doesn't have any, it means nothing. It doesn't have anything to do with the government or the politics of Dawson County. What it means is that's their name and that's who they serve, the people of Dawson County and the surrounding area. And I just, everybody needs to know that they're not getting money from the county. There's no taxpayer dollars going into that.
Yeah, that is true. Like, I even just talked with Kay Storley down at WBI today, talking to her about the nonprofit stuff and everything else. And they are a big proponent, and they actually donate a lot of money every year to the food bank. They say that's a big thing they can do.
Yeah, and those are things we're learning as we go along, the people, how people are associated and relate to the Dawson County Food Bank. But I think one of the big injustices that are going to happen, and when you think about Dawson County Food Bank, if you think that they're funded by the county or some government agency, they're not. So that's why it's most important that people understand that there's ways that you can help out with donations of money and donations of food. And if you go forward with food, one of the things you have to know is, what are the 20 items? What are the most used, most accessible items for the food bank that people care and want about most? And when you give to the local food bank, you need to make sure that you're stocking their shelves with what they really need and avoid the things that they don't. Next time that you're headed to the grocery store, here's a chance to bulk up a little bit. If you're going to buy one can of tuna or one can of soup, maybe get two and put the extra one in a box and bring that down to the food bank. When you come down and donate, you'll have something to give to the food bank.
You know, and one item on the top of our list right here, first item off, is applesauce. Plastic jars of unsweetened applesauce provide a quick snack, fiber, and vitamin C. Applesauce also keeps well on food banks or shelves.
Yeah, and applesauce, I mean, we've all grown up on applesauce, right? What a great staple food. It's
yeah.
Yeah, apple. How can you go wrong with applesauce?
A little bowl of applesauce, a couple of crackers, saltine crackers, and you got a happy kid.
And I think the key here is remembering plastic jars, the plastic containers. We're going to try to avoid bringing glass down to the food bank. It's just causes a lot of problems with shelving and stocking. You know, number two on our list, Denny, is canned beans. You know, they're loaded with protein, fiber. Canned beans provide an excellent, nutritious way to fill a hungry tummy. You can you opt out for the low sodium ones, though. Let's keep the sodium content down. You know, that's on the good health prospect. But canned beans, there's a ton of varieties out there. Again, if you're going to pick one up, pick up two. Put it in that box that you plan to bring down to the Dawson County Food Bank.
And you know, crazy thing with canned beans like that, you mix that with rice, you can make a staple meal out of that, and that protein and that bit of stuff with the rice and the fiber, everything mixed in there, that can last you a good while.
Oh, now I know why we did this after lunch. Can't get too hungry, but you're right. I'm thinking about that and the things you can do with the stuff. And it's canned beans. Who'd have thunk it? Let's get some canned beans down to the Dawson County Food Bank.
Definitely. And then coming up after that is canned chicken. It's simple to toss in a non-perishable item into soups and casseroles, or to add to a sandwich or a cracker. Its versatility and high protein content make it a popular item at food banks. I mean, just what we just talked about with the canned beans. Add that in there. You've got a real, real powerhouse meal with rice, chicken, and beans in there. That can you put that in a burrito? You can make that stretch out quite a bit. But yeah, canned chicken, that's
an amazing shelf life. It's got a great, it's good for you, good protein, good stuff. And like I said, there's so much you can do with these items, including the next one, which is canned fish, tuna or salmon. And you think about that, you know, I mean, there's so much you can do with tuna and so much you can do with salmon. And the canned fish has vitamins, omega-3 fatty acids, and protein. It makes for a quick, easy meal. Food banks are most in need of canned tuna and salmon when it comes to the fish variety. And that's something you can easily do. You know, I'm going to keep this in mind when I go to Reynolds or to Albertsons and my next shopping visit. I'm going to grab two of them tunas and I'm going to grab two of them salmons. And I promise you I'm going to take one of them down to the food bank, because it's going to go in my box that I'm going to set aside. So important to do.
And, you know, I think a lot of people don't get the advantage being here in a landlocked state away from the coast and stuff. They don't get the benefit of actually having fresh fish.
So true.
And those, like, omega-3s and those fatty acids that come from fish, you can't get those from normal other protein sources, like other than meats and stuff. Yeah. They're highly prevalent in fish, and it's a major portion of a child's development with their bodies that they need those kind of things.
Good point, good point. Yeah, and essential part.
Definitely. Yeah. Well, I guess coming up after that is, I guess we'll talk about the canned meats, Spam and ham. Grab some Spam or canned ham and drop it to a food donation bin. It's shelf stable, doesn't require much prep or equipment to eat, and delivers a quick hit of protein to keep individuals feeling full for longer.
Now, this is the good Spam. It's not the kind you get in the emails or anything like that, right? This is that stuff that everybody, I'm sure, has had at one time or another growing up. Mom either fried it or cubed it or cut it up for you and made a meal out of it. That's why the food bank likes to have this, because Spam in the canned ham. Easy to prepare, good stuff to do. I think, you know what, I'm up to three items now, Denny. I'm going to have to buy two Spam so I can put them in the box as
gotta,
well.
Got to equal it out, right? You don't want that, you know, can that bag going one way or the other.
There you go. I want to make sure that box has got proportion to it. Number six are the canned vegetables. Colorful, nutrient-dense, and rich in fiber, vegetables are always in high demand, and they sit so nicely on the food bank's shelf. I think we were down there videoing not too long ago. One of the things I did notice was the variety of canned vegetables that are there, and they're important to put on the shelf. Again, we want to ask that you look for the low-sodium variety. Keep the sodium content down, but food banks as well, you know, with some of the stuff that we're talking about right now, they hand out recipes. And I don't know if we'll have to check to see if our food bank does it, but offer recipes for how to prepare some stuff with the Spam, the beans, and the vegetables.
We could talk about rice and beans all day, but they probably got other ideas. And add vegetables on the side of any of this stuff makes it a complete meal.
There you go.
After that point, you know, if you're going to be doing any of this cooking or combining, you definitely need some cooking oils. Olive oil, canola oils. Food banks rely heavily on these essential and pricier items being donated. Canola and olive oils are best choices because of their non-saturated fats and mild flavor. I mean, myself, I love cooking with olive oil.
Oh, absolutely.
A little bit of a zing in there with stuff. So.
Yeah, and the canola oil is good. You know, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to put it out there. If you're a vegetable oil user and you got to buy a vegetable oil, this time of year we're using a lot of recipes and things like that, buy two. Put one in that box that you're going to bring down to the Dawson County Food Bank. And, you know, here's one, number eight. I love this one. Crackers. Stop and think about it. Everything from the saltines to the Ritz. It's a perfect snack. It works good with all the foods we've talked about so far. Easy to store. And, you know, I noticed, again, at our Dawson County Food Bank, they have a variety and a good assortment, a good amount of crackers available. So that's a product that's going to go into the monthly shopping items when our those in need, they have to come to the food bank. They'll be there for them. So crackers, it's a good bet.
And crackers, probably one of the best meal delivery systems out there. You can put meat on it, peanut butter, pretty much anything on this list. Even I think canned chicken talked about putting it on crackers or sandwiches itself. But think of it as a meal delivery vehicle. And that cracker will definitely get some miles.
There you go.
So after that, too, if you're doing any other cooking, especially with the oils or all this other stuff, dried herbs and spices. It's hard to cook a tasty meal without herbs and spices. So drop them in your cart to donate. Stick to the basics like oregano, basil, cumin, pepper, rosemary, thyme, and cinnamon. This stuff will make anything on this list go the extra mile.
Yeah.
You can eat anything all day long, but if it doesn't have that extra kick of flavor, you're not going to get that satisfaction of eating it.
Absolutely. Just to throw a little bit of any of those in a food item that you're cooking is going to make all the difference in the world. And, you know, another good food item, number 10 on our list, is fruit, canned or dried. And, you know, fruit, whether it's dried, canned, or in plastic cups, it makes an excellent snack for kids and adults and provides some nutrition and fiber. Choose those that are packed in water or fruit juice rather than sugary syrups. Again, we're thinking about the dietary needs and how to do this right. That's the way to do it. Get the ones that are in fruit juice or water. Those are the ones that are better for you.
And again, this is about the same line as doing the canned vegetables. This added to another meal. This will complete and round it out. If you add it with the canned vegetables, those canned vegetables and the fruit will last a little bit longer. Or you can have it as a substitute, either one, but you definitely need fruit and vegetables in your diet. And I guess coming up, the next big thing here we have, number 11, is granola bars. Food banks are always in need of a quick and easy item that families can toss into granola lunches bars. Or eat on the go. And granola bars are just the thing. Look for the ones with less sugar and made with oats and other whole grains. And there's a lot of variety out there these days.
Yeah, there are. And, you know, that's the kind of food item that not only sits well on the Dawson County Food Bank shelf, but it sits well on the recipient shelf. It's something that, you know, between meals, if you need that just a little bit of something to carry over, or you want to have to go somewhere and take a little meal with you. We've all had experiences with granola bars out on the trail or hiking or hunting or fishing or whatever. I guess I got four items now, Denny. I'm going to buy a couple extra granola bars as well and put them in that box.
You know, I almost feel like we should go for a hike with this list of stuff we put together. We could have a nice campfire meal with
there
all this.
There you go. All the canned foods. Most importantly, let's get it down to the Dawson County Food Bank.
Definitely.
Instant mashed potatoes, number 12 on the hit list of 20. Instant potatoes last longer and require minimal tools and ingredients to whip up. And boy, isn't that the truth. They're also a favorite of every age group, making them a very popular item for the food banks. And Dawson County Food Bank will take your mashed potatoes, instant mashed. You know, we can make a lot of stuff with everything we've talked about right now, right?
Heck yeah. This is, with instant mashed potatoes, we're halfway there to a Thanksgiving meal, which is coming up right up this next month here.
That's right.
This is a staple and, a pretty much American classic for the Thanksgiving scene. You got turkey, mashed potatoes, all that stuff. This is something that I'm sure people will be looking for coming up this next month.
Yeah, good point. You know, if you need to, with the mashed potatoes, if you need the butter or the milk, you can go to the front of the food bank store. They make available milk and butter and items that are available. So don't just think because it takes a little something or extra to make them that they can't be done. Mashed potatoes, great item for the Dawson County Food Bank shelf.
And next up on our list, number 13, meals in a box. An entire meal that's shelf stable and in one package. Dinner doesn't get easier than that, which is a plus for those without stocked kitchens. Look for pasta, rice, soup kits, especially those that are lower in sodium and higher in fiber and protein. There's many times growing up that my mom would, you know, pull out Hamburger Help or something like that. I can't say if that's, you know, high or low in sodium there. Don't remember, but I just remember being, you know, it was a quick meal.
Meal in a box.
Yeah.
Get something going. And again, that we gotta make those things available. Let's round out this Dawson County Food Bank pantry shelves. Let's get some of that too. You know, and I hope people know that when we talk about nuts, we're not talking about you and I, Danny. Although we are nuts, the food nuts, the nuts themselves, a handful of nuts provides protein and nutrients in a hurry and is a perfect snack for lunches. That's easy enough to do. You know, we've got all of our stores here in town provide nuts in one sort or another. And it's something that you can easily pick up, put that in your box, and bring it down to the food bank as well.
You know, I got to say, nuts are an important thing to have in a diet. If you can't get that protein from somewhere else, I keep a stack in my desk usually whenever I get a chance to have them in there, just because sometimes you need that little extra bit of protein, and that can actually have a nice boost during the day. So if you're in the weekend or something, or you don't have all that other food, sometimes it's something can tie you in between meals.
What a great point that is. You know, Dana, and also food banks have a hard time finding the variety of nuts and the nuts due to the fact that their prices are so high. So donations are essential when it comes to providing nuts. Good source of fiber. Unsalted varieties, please, when possible. But I know if you bring some down that are salted, we'll take them as well.
That brings us up next to a big staple in almost every probably Western dish available is pasta.
True story.
This is a food bank staple since it's easy to turn into a meal. Whole grain varieties offer more fiber and nutrition than white pasta. So definitely look for those instead of the traditional noodles and stuff. And I can say pasta is one of my favorites. You know, you combine that with pretty much everything and you're going to have some of my best meals. You know, spaghetti is one of my favorites
out there.
Can't go wrong with that.
Sure.
You could go on and on with stuff that you combine with pasta. It's almost like rice.
There you go. And, you know, I'm not sure, but I remember being down at the food bank earlier and they had ramen noodles. Now, is that considered a pasta or not? I don't know. But if you pick up a box of pasta and you get that extra one, maybe if you're in the ramen noodle section, grab a couple of them as well. I'm not sure whether it's pasta or not, Denny, because I got a little Italian in me, and I like from you, I like the spaghetti and the sauce, all that, but pasta, an important part of stocking the food bank.
You know, I almost think ramen noodles has its own category itself.
I think it does.
It doesn't
too.
Really fit in meal in a box, and you know, but it's one of those things where you can make that last. If you have some meat, throw it in some ramen,
there
whatever.
You, go.
You know, I've done my own take on that before. So, but yeah.
Awesome. How about number 16, peanut butter?
Ooh, that's a big one.
Kids and adults, we both like it, man, and it's high in protein, making peanut butter one of the most popular items at the food bank. And I'm gonna just say this. Let me throw this in there right now, Denny. Ford Motor Corporation, in cooperation with the American Ford here in town, they have a drive. It's called the Peanut Butter Drive, and the food bank looks forward to that every year. So it only happens once a year, and that peanut butter only lasts so long. So here's a chance, and I think I'm up to 5 or 6 items, but that's okay. Maybe I'll just get one of every on this list and make it 20. But the thing is that peanut butter is important. It goes good on the shelf. It goes good at home. So if you happen to pick one up, pick up two. Just don't pick up one.
Well, there's a reason why peanut butter was a staple in World War II and almost all the major conflicts we've had around the world, because they needed a large portion of, you know, food that could actually sustain the troops out there in deployment that wouldn't go bad. The peanut butter is a long-lasting shelf item, gives you the protein and nutrients you need.
And I think it conjures up a ton of memories. Who hasn't had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich sitting outside on a picnic table or on a porch in a nice summer or spring day? That's what it's all about when Mom made it for you. So let's get that peanut butter on the food shelf. So let's not rely on that peanut butter drive that they have only once a year. I guess I'm buying peanut butter too, Danny.
Oh, yeah, and I need to mention too in there, we're talking about that. I believe that the post office also helps along with that.
Oh, that's right, absolutely.
And the reason why it's that late in the year and they have those big drives is that's Childhood Hunger Awareness Month.
Okay.
And they put that big thing, push out there for peanut butter, just to make sure that kids have something out there.
Yeah, so here we've just discussed briefly two entities that take care or try to help out with the food drive in that, the for peanut butter, and then the Postal Service, Ford for peanut butter, our postal carriers for the items that they collect. Yeah, great stuff. What's next, Denny?
Well, number 17 would be rice. It's filling, versatile, and easy to prepare in store. Skip the white stuff and donate brown white rice when possible. It provides the best fiber. And, you know, rice, it's huge. It's fed pretty much the entire Oriental culture, a lot of the southern states along throughout the entire history of our nation and everything else. It's been a staple around the world. That was the one thing I thought was weird when I lived in Louisiana was, instead of potatoes and pork chops, it was pork chops and rice with brown gravy. It was a staple. It was a delicious meal.
A cultural difference for sure that happens, you know, but the rice, I mean, what does it take to make rice? You got to have water, right?
It's got to have a bowl, some water.
Way to heat it up and get it. Yeah, that's that. Rice is an important staple. And I know, again, you think about rice and all the, again, memories of having rice and that, and it's important. Let's get rice on the shelves as well. And when we talk about shelves, let's talk about shelf-stable powder milk, okay? That's something that you don't think a lot about, but it's easy to sit on a shelf there at the Dawson County Food Bank. It's well-received, and it's a good product because there's no refrigeration required to keep the milk fresh, and it's accessible to everyone. Plus, it provides much-needed calcium and protein. So powdered milk, think about that when you go out and buy your items. If you can help out and you've got a box going like I do, buy two and put one in that box, and when you get it full, bring it down to the Dawson County Food Bank.
Certainly. Then coming up after that, soup, stew, and chili at number 19. These are huge. These canned or packaged items act as warm and filling lunch or dinner and often come complete with protein, meat, and vegetables. If possible, try and find reduced sodium options. And I got to say, you know, Progresso soup can, you know, times when I was in college, those were like a welcome meal. You know, pop that open between classes. It was a quick, easy meal.
Sure.
Pretty much almost anybody can, you know, they got microwave and stovetop instructions on that kind of stuff. You pop that up, put in a bowl, there's a meal for a kid right there, or just something to enjoy on a cold day, especially with all the weather changing right now. You know, a nice can of soup could definitely warm the soul.
Awesome stuff. Yeah, you know, that's it. Again, we're talking about 20 items and we're down to 20. So how did that make 19? I think it should be a little higher, but the list isn't prioritized by any stretch of the imagination. Number 20 on our list is whole grain cereal, another popular item with all ages. Whole grain cereal makes a healthy breakfast or snack. You can select varieties that are low in sugar and high in fiber, go well on the Dawson County Food Bank shelf, and I think that's another item. Denny, I'm going to have to put in a box. I'm going to just go ahead and get one of everything on this box, on this list, and I'm going to put them in a box, partner, and you and I will take it down to the food bank when we're done. But, you know, there are certain things. We talked about 20 things that the food bank looks forward to the most and they can use the most and make a lot of sense to take down to the food bank. There's a couple items, Denny, that really don't make a lot of good sense. So why don't you talk about those?
That's true. These are three items you want to skip coming into the food bank. This makes it reasons for storage or other reasons like that. And those are junk. One of them is junk food. Obviously, it's easy to eat junk food. I can say I'm a fan of it myself once in a while. But when you got stuff where you need to make sure you're getting the proper nutrition and everything else, junk food is definitely something to skip when you're donating to the food bank.
Won't any of it go in my box, I promise.
You could bring that down to the broadcasting center. We'll take care of that for you.
If you're undecided, let us take a look. We'll go over anything we might think to be looking deep here.
And after that, things with glass or cellophane packaging, those can be broken in transit. That can actually contaminate an entire shipment of stuff. Something that breaks, that glass could tear other packaging. It could, the other stuff could tear in, then stuff can get leaked in. That's not something you want to have. The cellophane packaging, of course, same thing with that. It easily tears or rips. Items in there can get contaminated. And after that, things that need a can opener or special equipment. If you're in a situation like this, maybe you're in a transit position where you don't have that kind of equipment available. I guess the biggest thing, can openers aren't made like they used to be anymore these days.
No, for definitely. And if you have to open it, make it simple as possible. A lot of the cans and soups now are coming with those pop tops. And some of them could be kind of hard, but it's a lot easier than having to try to find a can.
And I can tell you, if it comes down to a kid opening that, you want to make sure they're able to get to that food. So if there's no can opener or they can't have the strength to open those cans, and I can tell you those can be dangerous. Those pop tops, you got to watch those.
Sharp
those
edges.
The laser sharpened edges on that when they're sealed up.
Absolutely. Let's give a shout out to the people that put this list together. We happen to be looking and doing our research and due diligence. And we found this article on the Taste of Home website. That's www.tasteofhome.com. The article was written by Elizabeth Russell. We were told by our lawyers, Dewey, Cheatham, and Howe, that we had to get this in there. But no, seriously, we want to make sure that we give credit where credit is due. Taste of Home, again, www.tasteofhome.com. Go check them out. You can find this list on there. And Denny, we're wrapping up our second podcast for the Dawson County Food Bank. This is awesome. We're finding out a lot of stuff, and I'm just going to just kind of release a little bit of what we're doing. We've got a really neat thing coming up. It's called Follow the Can, and we put a can together where you can put in a monetary donation, and that can right now is living at the Glendive Broadcasting Studios. So up until the 15th or whenever this airs, it may not even be here when this airs, but know that the Follow the Can is going to be out there. We're going to put it in other locations here in town. And if you happen to be there doing business or you're driving by and you've got some spare change or you have extra dollar in your wallet, it'd be a good chance to bring that by and drop it down.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Let me try that again. It'd be a great place to just stop in and make that donation and drop off that extra dollar or spare change.
And I want to add one more thing. We talked about the items here for humans, but a big portion of what you don't know about what the food bank can offer is if you're in a situation where you have food insecurity and you have animals in your house, those are your fur babies, those are your other family members that, you don't always think about.
Denny, is this your pet project?
This pet project?
Maybe. Somebody say pet project.
Let's see. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I give Denny a lot of credit on this, but he thought about this, and who would have thunk it?
It was something that we found out too. We even asked him. We weren't sure if there was something possible. It was a part of a frequently asked questions of a larger food bank in I believe it was New York or something.
It was
a large food bank in a very metropolitan area. And that was, what can you do? Is there food for dogs there or cats, food for your pets? And the answer to our food bank question here in Dawson County is yes. They will accept food donations for dogs. If you dog that's very picky on the food, so you have a 14-pound, 15-pound bag of food, you can donate that. If that dog didn't like that food, get it down to the food bank, and they'll get it to somebody whose dog will need that food.
Great.
Same thing with cat.
Cats as well. We all have cats.
I'm a cat person. I'm a dog person too, but, both of them need to eat.
That's why it's his pet project. Denny, time has gone by all too fast. But I think for our second episode, I think we've done well enough. I hope we've conveyed some information out there, got the 20 list, the three items and three kind of things you don't want to. And we've talked about the follow the can and the pets and that. And we're going to close, I think, today in thanking everyone in the Dawson County Food Bank for all they do. We're just overwhelmed with the volunteerism and how they're doing that. And I don't think we can say that enough, Denny. So for The nonprofit awareness program here at Glendive Broadcasting for the month of October, which we should also let everyone know is going to extend up until Thanksgiving. So this is just not an October push. We're going to carry this into November because we know how important it is Thanksgiving time.
Definitely.
For people to come in. So I'm Jim with Glendive Broadcasting's Digital DJ.
And I'm Denny, your sales representative.
Thank you very much for listening, and we appreciate it. And once again, help out with the Dawson County Food Bank wherever you can.